Okay, I think everything is ready to go. Welcome everyone to the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle call for this month. And this is Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates. And I want to welcome all of our new members as well as our existing members to this high content call. I just want to remind everyone that the high content calls are the second Tuesday of the month, and the Q&A calls are the fourth Tuesday of the month, both at 4:30 Eastern Time. And remember, you can submit your questions for the Q&A session to info@accelerateassociates.com, and we'll be sure to get your questions in the queue so that we can answer those and you can begin moving your business forward. I also want to make sure that you're aware of some upcoming events that we have. We have a free teleseminar that's happening tomorrow, how to get all the clients you need. And that's the very last time we're replaying that free teleseminar. Again, you can register on the Accelerate Associates site under events, so accelerateassociates.com. And that is, again, going on Wednesday at 7 p.m., I believe, Eastern Time. The information on that, how to get all the clients you need, is on there. We're going to be sharing a lot of information there. And on Thursday, we're having a free webinar. I'm having a special guest there as well, where we're going to talk about the five secrets of creating and optimizing your client getting social media strategy. Very important webinar, lots of high content. My very special guest is Laura Rubenstein, who is a social media marketing strategist, and she will be joining me on that call. On September 22nd, Continuous Clients and Cash, we're going to show you step-by-step how to create your own lead generation machine or system. So you don't want to miss that. Again, all registration could be done on the accelerateassociates.com site under events, and that'll get you to the sign-up pages. So thank you so much for joining us, and I know that you're going to absolutely love this high content call. Why? Because I have brought on a very, very special guest today. He is an inspirational and motivational speaker and trainer. Tim Green has a gift for taking very complex strategies, such as becoming an expert in referral marketing and making them simple to implement. He has traveled the world from coast to coast and motivating and inspiring audiences of 5,000 plus, and he has presented at numerous corporations and organizations, at state conventions, at throughout the state of Michigan, and abroad, for such things as Vistage, Automation Alley, just to name a few. And he's been a featured speaker at BNI's Referrals for Life Day, a Referral Institute's international convention. And so he is writing a book which is going to skyrocket to the New York Times bestseller, which is called for Life, for Amazingly Simple Steps to Personal and Financial Success. And it's based on his own personal experiences that help him create both personal and financial success. And, you know, oftentimes people think that they have to have very complex strategies to become successful, but Tim really is going to shatter this myth in his new book. And, you know, I've seen Tim in action, and I said, you know, Tim, love what you're teaching, because it's all about systems, and everybody who's worked with me and knows me knows that I love systems, because they work when, and you can put them on autopilot, and it keeps growing your business exponentially. And I had a chance to go through Tim's 6-week course, and it was absolutely fabulous. And I'm going to be able to pick his brain today, and you're going to have the advantage of taking in all of this information that only his students get. And so he's going to share some of that today, and then we're also going to share with you some additional resources and how to tap into some of Tim's programs, because they're absolutely essential in growing your business, especially when it comes to referral marketing. And so, Tim, welcome to the Success Circle call.
Wow, I don't know if I can live up to those expectations of that unbelievable introduction, Lisa. But I'll try. I'm up to the task today. It's a beautiful day in Michigan. We're excited. It's 60 degrees. No snow, so we're excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no snow yet. Blink, and it might change, right?
Yeah, that's right. You never can tell. That's why we love Michigan, so we have something to complain about.
That's right. No, we don't complain on the Success Circle.
Right.
You know, it's interesting, and I can, you're a little bit soft, so I just want to let you know that. I'm going to try to turn something up here. Okay. You know, Success Circle members have learned, Tim, through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, how to increase their business, especially in setting up things like lead generation systems that automatically fill their pipeline. And you and I have had conversations offline about that. However, you show your students how to leverage their business networks to increase their income exponentially and create what you call referrals for life. Tell my Success Circle members, what do you mean by creating referrals for life?
I think that's a great question to start off with, because a lot of us out here that I talk to are very frustrated about referral marketing. Yet, Lisa, when you ask them what is the best form of marketing, we state word-of-mouth marketing or referral marketing. And the reason why is most people believe they're doing referral marketing when they're actually just doing another form of cold calling. And so in Referral Institute, when we talk about creating referrals for life, we talk about taking a proactive stance to referral marketing, not a reactive stance. And let me explain to you what a reactive stance is. If you're each week just praying and hoping that you're going to receive referrals because you give great customer service and you have high integrity, great rapport with your clients, which is all very, very important. But if you believe that by doing that alone is going to create referrals, then you're taking a reactive stance. In referral marketing that we teach in Referral Institute, we teach that you got to take a proactive stance. You've got to go out there and literally create these referrals for yourself. And how do you do that? You do that through identifying the right referral partners. And we're going to talk about mm-hmm. that a little bit later on.
Yeah.
What are the six qualities that a referral partner has to have to be considered a referral partner and not a referral source?
Right.
I think it's important they understand, Lisa, the difference between those two, too. A referral source is someone that gives you a referral on an occasional basis. A referral partner is giving you referrals on a weekly and monthly basis, continuous. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this in detail.
Yeah.
But we're going to get everybody that's on this call on the proactive side of referral marketing, not the reactive side.
You know, one of the important beliefs in the Success Circle and those who experience the Entrepreneurial Edge system is this notion of taking what I call power, accountability, authority, and responsibility over the results that they achieve and the life they want to lead. Now, you have another way when people say that the referral systems aren't working for them. And, you know, and what you say to them has some shock value to it. So when somebody says to you, Tim, you know, I'm giving all these referrals and I'm not getting any in return, what's your response?
Do you want me to take the soft approach?
No.
What?
I want the hard approach, Tim.
All right, well, let me first of all, hit them with it. And there's going to be a few people on the line, depending on what kind of behavioral style they are, that I'm going to ruffle their feathers a little bit.
Right, so I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, Tim, my referrals aren't working for me. I'm giving referrals and I'm not getting any.
And I hear this a lot, and I basically start right off with, it's all your fault. And people say, whoa, time out. You don't understand. Let me explain this to you again. I'm giving a lot of referrals, Tim. I'm making people a lot of money. I'm making them successful, and I'm getting nothing in return. Well, the reason why is you haven't set the expectation
mm-hmm.
with them. And I love this analogy, this story, because I love telling stories
mm-hmm.
so that people can kind of identify with it. Think about a newlywed couple. And every Thursday morning, the wife's taking the trip. trash out. She's getting madder every single week. Madder and madder because she's the one taking the trash out, and he's waving to her as he's pulling out of the driveway and going to work. And so it gets so bad that she decides that they better go to a marriage counselor or the marriage is going to be over, I mean, just as fast as it was consummated, that they became married. And so they go to the marriage counselor, and so the wife just can't wait till this counselor will say, what is your problem? Why aren't you taking the trash out? She's in cleaning the house, she's doing the dishes, she's doing all these other things, and why aren't you taking the trash out? And then the marriage counselor turns to the wife and says, did you ask him to take the trash out? Did you set the expectation for him to take that trash out every week that you said, hey, I'll do the dishes, can you take the trash out every Thursday morning? And she looks at the marriage counselor and says, well, no, but he should be reading my mind. He should know that.
Right.
Well, in referral marketing, they said we can't read their mind. And let me tell you a great story about this also, about a referral from a student that was, in her mind, and she was, a master networker. She was as a financial advisor, so one of her perfect referral partners was a property and casualty person that she could send him life insurance, because she didn't necessarily do life insurance, also auto quotes and homeowners quotes, and then in return he would send clients to her. So she came in and talked to me about this very powerful program called Referrals for Life, which is basically ongoing training that you're going through to become a master networker.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Tim, I don't really need your program. I just want you to help me in one area. I said, okay, what's that? I want to start receiving referrals. And I said, great. Sue, it's all your fault. And she was what we call a go-getter, or for those of you that know behavioral styles, the high D in disc training.
Right.
And she absolutely came unglued. And she said, you know what? I don't need to listen to this. I'm not going to listen to what you're saying. This is wrong. You just don't understand. I made this guy last year alone a six-figure income, residual income, on the referrals that I sent to him in his property and casualty business. And I said, Sue, it's all your fault. She says, I don't get it. I said, have you set the expectation with him? Did you tell him that, by the way, John, if I make you successful, would you also help me to become successful by giving me good quality referrals? She says, well, yes, I told him that. I said, okay. Did you train him on the ideal referral for you? In other words, what to look for and what to listen for so that you can make it very easy for him to get your referrals. She says, well, come on, I just need anybody that needs to invest money. Great, I said, just like a person that cuts hair needs anybody that's got hair. Or a chiropractor needs anybody that's got a back or a spine.
Right.
It just doesn't work. So this is what she did. She brought him to a training called Pipeline, where you bring your referral partner, which you've been to that training, and you bring the referral partner to the training, and for 7 hours, we train them and you on the process of giving each other referrals very easily, which the people that are on the call say, well, that's great, but how do I go to Pipeline? And that's not what I'm here for, because I know you have people from all over the United States, and we do training in Michigan, basically in Michigan only.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what you need to do is train them just like you would if you hired someone for your sales team, so that they know exactly what is an ideal referral. Once she did that, he still didn't give me referrals, so then my recommendation was sever the relationship honorably and move on to another property and casualty person. She did that. She moved on to another one in Lansing. He, in the last 3 months, she told me, has given him the largest referral account in the history of her company. It's a huge company, and she's taken over their entire 401k.
Wow.
It's going to be a six-figure income for the rest of her life out of one referral because of the expectation was set and the training was done correctly.
And with somebody different, too.
Well, unfortunately, you know, if you bring the horse to the water and it doesn't drink, and we're going to talk about the six characteristics of it, which, by the way, all the callers on the line, I promise you the six characteristics that a referral partner must have. You've never heard this before. It's proprietary information, referral student only. But I promised you, Lisa, when I came on, that all gloves were off. I was going to share whatever I could in this short period of time with your listening audience, so they can go out there and start the process to become master networkers and create referrals for life. Right. And we'll talk about those six characteristics in a minute. So hopefully everybody's got pen and pencil. They can write these down in just a few minutes when we discuss them.
Absolutely. In fact, they're used to a lot of high content, so they bring big notebooks and several pens. You know, Tim, those are some amazing stories, real life stories that you tell. Word of mouth advertising is so powerful, and yet, what's the stat? Something like 3% of all businesses actually actively engage in it. Why do you suppose that is?
You know, when I first heard this, I said, you got to be kidding me. 97% of all businesses are not actively engaged in referral marketing. This is a study done by a student of Dr. Ivan Meisner. He, by the way, if everybody writes that name down, M-I-S-N-E-R, Google him. He is my mentor, a close friend of mine, a personal friend of mine. He is the number one referral marketing expert in the world, and he drives our company. Some of you on the call might have already heard of him. He's also the founder of BNI, Business Network International. Mm-hmm. And so, anyhow, he had a person that was one of his students that wrote a doctorate, a study behind this, and found out, and even for him, that 97% of all businesses are not actively engaged and immersed in referral marketing. Why is that? They think they are, Lisa. But what they're doing is they're actually doing another form of cold calling. And let me give you a beautiful example of this. You go to a networking event, and we're going to talk about some do's and don'ts on networking events also, but you go to a networking event, and you pass out your business cards like there's no tomorrow, and you collect all these business cards like there's no tomorrow. And so 3 days later, let's say you're a mortgage loan officer, and you call randomly, you pick, and I've had some people, by the way, that have came to me for consulting on referral marketing, and their system of keeping track of business cards at networking events was called the fishbowl system. And what I mean by that is, I'm not kidding you on this, I'm not that creative, I can't make this up. Mm-hmm. She would go home and take all of the business cards that she received at the networking event and throw them into a fishbowl. And then when sales would slow down, which you can't do that with referral marketing, it's got to be going ongoing at all times.
Right.
She would reach into the fishbowl, grab out the lucky business cards, and cold call them. Well, she thought she was doing referral marketing. So she'd call them up and say, "Hi, Lisa, this is Tim Green from America's Premier Mortgage, and I met you 3 days ago at a chamber event, and I was wondering if you would be interested in refinancing your house because rates are at a 45-year low. They're around 4% on a 30-year fix with no points." And Lisa says, "Tim, who are you?" Well, I met you at that network event. "Oh, you were the guy that was collecting all those business cards."
Mm-hmm.
"Yes. Well, by the way, Tim, I don't own a house." "That's okay, because Tim supposedly is a referral marketing, word-of-mouth marketing expert. So what does he say to her? Hey, Lisa, do you know anyone else that by chance might be interested in refinancing their house?"
Mm-hmm.
So Lisa thinks, who are all the people that gave them my name when they knocked on her door to sell the knives, the vacuum cleaners, the steaks? "Oh, I know. Mary." So she gives me Mary's name and four others, and I'm all excited, and I call them up and they'll say, "I don't know why Lisa told you to call me. I'm not interested. I just refinanced my house last week." Lisa, that's cold calling.
Mm-hmm.
And most people believe that that's referral marketing, and it's not. And so what's the bottom line to this? They haven't been trained properly how to do referral marketing correctly. And also, most people get so frustrated with it because they don't see any tangible results. Because of the system that they've been taught on how to do it, they abandon it.
Mm-hmm.
They still do it. They still ask their customers for three or four referrals after they do a great job for them. But again, that's like the steak knife thing. They just think of names on the top of their head. And then they try that. But for the most part, they're frustrated. I just did a training in front of a bunch of real estate agents over in the Downriver area, Trenton. And every single one of them, when I went around the room, said, "Hey, my whole business is around referral marketing, Lisa, but yet I'm not satisfied with it at all.
Yeah.
I don't get enough to maintain a proper living." Yet that's all they do, but they just don't understand it. So I'm really glad everybody's on this call so we can kind of shatter a few myths and get them on track
and
really start generating referrals.
Well, and I noticed people really network, and you said this, they really network the wrong way, not strategic at all. What tips do you have when people network?
Oh, I love this. Because most people, when they go to the chamber function, the networking event, or a business networking event, most people cringe. Because they go, I can't believe I got to go to this, but I know I need to because I might meet my biggest and best customer. So I've got to get to this event. My sales are down a little bit. So they walk in there, and they got two goals right off the bat. The first goal is to go find the food and the beverages. That's the first goal.
Mm-hmm.
And the second goal is how fast can I get out of here in case I don't get any measurable results.
Right.
Well, the reason why that's happening is because they don't understand networking. So if everybody's on the call, the first thing I need you to write down, and if you can grasp this and put your arms around these two concepts that we teach at our workshops and our seminars, you're going to start understanding the philosophy of referrals to where we tell people predict your income by predicting referrals to life. First of all, it's all about them from now on. And this is going to be really difficult, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
I have to catch myself every once in a while because I want to start talking about me. It's all about them. And then the second thing is, we already talked about it, it's all my fault. If you're not getting the kind of referrals that you want, if it's not helping you to increase your sales, I want you to really look in the mirror because it's all your fault. There's techniques you're using that are not working. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means the techniques you're using are not working. You need to just change the techniques.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple do's and don'ts of networking so they get excited the next time they go. First of all, I'm going to take all the pressure off of everybody that's on this call. From now on, when you go to a networking event, you are not allowed to sell to them, even if they ask you to sell to them. And most people go, what? In other words, it's going to be all about them.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person walks up to you, for example, you would walk up to me, Lisa, the first response would be, hey, Tim, what do you do for a living? And I'll say, Lisa, I help people predict their income by predicting their referrals for life. That is called an emotional-based message that will trigger them to say, oh, really, Tim? How do you do that? And then I say, well, I'm a referral marketing expert, and I have a excellent training company. I'd like to talk about that in just a few minutes, but I'd like to get to know you a little bit better. Then what I do is I interview them, and I'm interviewing them because I've set two goals. And if everybody will write that down, you need to set two goals every time you go to a networking event, and you don't leave until these goals are accomplished. First of all, you need to set a goal to how many potential clients that you want to be introduced to that you can set up a potential appointment with. And it just depends on the event, because some people say, well, should I set it at 4, 3, 10? It just depends on how large the event is and how much time you have to network.
Right.
Most of the time, they give you 30 minutes. And we tell our students, don't spend any more than 10 minutes with them. No matter what, spend preferably 5 minutes with each person at the networking event.
Mm-hmm.
So then what the second goal is, and this is even more important than the first one, in fact, I'd rather they set a goal just for this, is how many contact spheres do you want to get introduced to? Now, what's a contact sphere?
Mm-hmm.
If everybody on the call writes this down, and this is going to give you the ultimate referral partner, because most people also work with the wrong referral partner.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're not getting referrals. A contact sphere is an individual or business that has the same target market you have, but is not your competitor. So, you need to identify what your target market is first and think of all the professions, the businesses, the individuals that tailor to the same target market. For example, let's say I want to go after real estate agents. Well, who else? Also, real estate agents is their target market. Well, it's the people that provide the signage for them that they put on the front yard. It's the person that supplies them E&O, errors and omissions insurance, so if they make a mistake, that the insurance takes over. It's the person that produces their business cards. It's the real estate brokers themselves. They all basically have contact, or it's their target market is real estate agents. So you set that goal, 3, 4, 5 that you're going to meet. You do it through the funneling conversation. As you interview them, you make a determination, depending on what kind of profession they are, who's their ideal target market, you take and actually interview them to make a determination, A, are they a potential referral, contacts of your referral partner, or B, are they potential clients? If you make the determination that they are, you, first of all, think of somebody else in the room that you can introduce them to that you know that could help them, also has the same target market, if you trust them, because every time you give out a referral, you're giving out part of your reputation.
Exactly.
And then the second thing is you set up an appointment with them. So I'd say, hey, Lisa, I have a person over here I'd like to introduce you to in just a minute. They have the same target market you have. You, your target market's doctors. He's a pharmaceutical rep. I think both of you could work hand-in-hand together. Can I introduce you to him after I interview them, do that funneling conversation? And then I say, by the way, do you work with, and I ask them about the target market that I have. Great. I think we both have a lot in common, what we're trying to do in our lives and build our businesses. Could I set up an appointment with you to sit down and look at other people in my contact database that I can introduce you to? If they do that right there, Lisa, they're going to love every networking event because the selling's off. They can't sell.
Right.
They're not going to just sit there. Also, when someone says, hey, what do you do for a living? They're all over them. You know, they're trying to show them charts and they're talking about their business and how you need and want my service. And that person's backing up more and more and saying, oh, my gosh, all I ask you what you did for a living.
Yeah, people like to buy. They don't like to be sold.
There you go. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. The second thing is, on this one, which is really important, is that they never, ever, now I'm talking about a networking event only, they never, ever hand out their business card unless they ask for it.
Yep.
We call this the Burger King drive-thru system. And what do we mean by that? You are driving down the street, you're hungry. You pull into Burger King and you order a grilled chicken sandwich. You are eating your grilled chicken sandwich, driving down the road, and you all of a sudden realize you have 5 minutes to get to your biggest and best client. You look in the mirror, and you have chicken in your teeth. You start looking around the car. What do I do? What do I do? Oh, here's this business card I didn't ask for. And then we use it. It's called the Burger King drive-thru program. But think about everybody that's on the call. If someone asks you for your business card, Lisa, doesn't that mean they're interested in you?
Yeah. More so than if you just shoved it in their, you know, face and said, here, and assumed it, right.
It's a closing technique to see if you should set up an appointment with them or not, if they're truly interested in you also. And they'll ask for it because you asked for their business card, and they're going to return and say, hey, by the way, I'd really like to have your business card. I need to get to know you a little bit better. And that's when you set up the appointment with them.
You know, this is so much more, you know, strategic from the standpoint of, number one, you're going into the room, you're doing an assessment, you're saying, okay, who don't I know that I need to get to know? You're asking them questions, you're putting them through this, and you refer to it as a funneling conversation. So it's interesting that you show your students exactly how that funneling conversation goes and how they can do that. And, you know, kind of what to say, and it gives them the script to do that. But then, you know, don't even talk about yourself. Don't, it's not, and again, it's not what you can get, it's what you can give. And so as you're listening to them, as you're listening to the other person, I know for me, I always think about, oh, wait a minute, who can I connect with them with? Who can, what referral can I give them, as I'm listening to them? And I think, too, what other people need to realize is this is not instant mashed potatoes. This is, it's got to sit there and bake for a while to be a really good potato.
Right. No, it's a beautiful analogy. You have to be patient with this. Now, let me just wrap this one up on this for just a second, Lisa. I was going to say, oh, does this really work? We have a personal program, Jean. It's called From Ready, Set, Mail. She's a promotional company. She went to a networking event. There was five other promotional companies in the room besides her at the Chamber networking event. By utilizing the funneling conversation, she walked out with 11 appointments.
Wow.
And she says to this day, still 2 months later, she's still working on all 11. She's still talking with them, analyzing, strategizing with them, and everything like that. And one of them alone gave her the largest account. It's representing over, I think she said, about $40,000 to $50,000 in business for a company, off of the funneling conversation.
Where she didn't talk about
networking events.
Yeah, where she didn't talk about herself and her services, but she showed a genuine interest in them.
And I think you need to really emphasize that word genuine. This is not where you try to act like you're interested in them. You have to really be a great listener. You have to, I like to say, D down. You know, go get her down. and start what we call the S, which we call the nurturer.
Right.
Start S-ing up or nurturing up.
Right, on the DISC profile.
Be a great listener.
Yeah.
And really care about people and act like you're walking in their shoes.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Anybody who's gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, one of the tools we go through is active listening tools and how to actively listen. So we actually show Success Circle members how to do that. So anybody who's gone through that, whether the self-study or the three-day intensive, has learned how to do that. And this is a great... Networking is a great place to practice that active listening.
And I'm really glad you bring it up, because I'll tell you, I bought the audio version of this book that I have, and I've read this book over and over again, but I absolutely love the audio version of this. And I talk about this in my workshop, is Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from, and it talks about, in this book, Think and Grow Rich, he's talking about all the different, Napoleon Hill's talking about all the different ways to be a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he says is you got to listen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not listening, you're not open to new ideas. You're always constantly talking about you, and you can't get the new ideas that you need to grow your business. And it's amazing. That book was written in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
37.
That
was published. And still to this day, it's totally true. And I'm really glad to hear that you're teaching and you have techniques, because it's difficult for the D's and the I's. It's really difficult for them to listen, because they want to talk a lot about themselves and what's going on. And you've got to be a great, great F, and that's to take and to really listen and to have that emotion that you really do care about them.
Mm-hmm. You know, and also to listen to say, wait a minute, is this a good referral partner, or are they just going to be maybe just a referral source for me?
Right. And there's nothing wrong with their referral source.
No.
If you really want to create referrals for life, you need to set a goal to find at least minimum 4 referral partners that you are establishing a relationship with, that you are giving referrals back and forth, inviting each other to networking events, doing the things that you need to do, promoting each other to help each other grow their business.
Mm-hmm.
But there is nothing wrong with referral sources. You just have to make sure that you're able to identify the difference, and you will be able to do that when you sit down and do the one-to-one and you talk about the 6 characteristics that they must possess to be a referral partner,
mm-hmm.
not a referral source. And would you like me to go through those right now?
Please do that. I was just going to ask you to do that. Yep.
These are the 6 characteristics that makes a great referral partner, and if everybody would like to write these down. The first one is they have to want or can be inspired to help you. So they either want or can be inspired to help you. If they have no desire to help you at all, for whatever reason, even if they're your closest friend, but they just don't, they're not inspired to do that, then that does not make a good referral partner. So that's the first one, is want or can be inspired to help. The second one is a characteristic of a good referral partner, has to have the time or are willing to make the time to help you. I mean, how many times have we heard that people are too busy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm too busy, I can't go to this networking event with you. I'm too busy, I can't do this one-to-one with you. Or I'm too busy to sit down and talk right now. Well, then that's not going to make a good referral partner. Because they have to be willing to put the time aside each week for an hour, hour and a half, for you and that person to sit down and to strategize how you're going to help grow each other's business. And number 3 is they have to have the ability or can be trained to do the things that you want them to do. You know, in other words, if you're going to train them on what to look for and what to listen for, they really have to be attuned to that. For example, if I'm a massage therapist, I might tell you that I want you to look for people that are rubbing the back of their neck. That's an indication that their neck is sore. That could be a great referral source for me. Or someone that says, gosh dang, every time I get done working out, I'm so sore, I don't feel like doing it anymore. You know, that would be a good referral for me. So they have to have the ability or can be trained to do the things and can be trained to do the things that you want them to. The 4th one is they have to have the resources necessary to help you. In other words, they have to be out and about. They have to be, you know, they have hopefully have a car. Hopefully they are going to events that they are connecting with people, that they also are able to pass out your flyers, etc., when the time calls for these type of things. So they have to have the resources necessary to help you. And the fifth one is have the relationships with the types of people you want to target. Oh my gosh, this sounds like a contact sphere again. That's an individual or business that has the same target market you have, but not your competitor, and we talked about that earlier. And then the last one will make good referrals for people you know. So it sounds like they, again, have to have the same target market that you have. If you don't trust them, and they don't trust you, you're not going to give each other referrals on an ongoing basis, and you are not going to create referrals for life.
Mm-hmm.
So again, want or can be inspired to help, have the time or willing to make the time to help, have the ability or can be trained to do the things you want them to do, have the resources necessary to help them, and have the relationships with the types of people that you want to target, if they want to put in parentheses, your contact spheres. Again, that's the individual or business that has the same target market you have, but it's not your competitor, and will make good referral for people you know. All right, so let's just say, Lisa, for argument's sake, most people say, hey, Tim, if I get five out of six of those characteristics in somebody, that would probably be someone that I should keep working with, right? And I say, well, okay, first of all, that's a little bit over an 83% success, but give me any one of those six and take it out of the formula and tell me if it'll work. First of all, okay, let's take the first one out. Want or can be inspired to help you. So we take that one out, Lisa, but yet they have the other five. It's not going to work,
Mm-mm.
You see?
Right.
Because they're not motivated to help you. Or how about this one? Have the ability or can be trained to do the things that you want them to do. Let's take that one out of the six. Well, then that means that you can't show them how to create referrals for you because they don't have the ability or can be trained to do the things you want to. In other words, to make you part of your sales team and you to become a sales team for them. By the way, these same six characteristics, you have to have all six for with the referral partner that you have. So if any one of the six are missing that you can't offer to them, this relationship is not going to work. So the bottom line is, do you have to have all six? If you want a referral partner to create referrals for life, you have to have all six.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a referral source, then one of the six can be missing. That just means you're going to receive referrals on an occasional basis.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful stuff. I mean, I've never seen this before until I got involved with Dr. Ivan Meisner Referral Institute.
You know, and after I've seen it, you know, it's interesting how the whole structure comes together, and we're just scratching the surface here. I mean, there is just so much more to, you know, setting up your referral partners and setting up hub firms and how to really put that, all of this on steroids, essentially. And we'll give information at the very end, for the people that are interested in attending, your 6-week course. So, let's make sure we do that. You know, one thing, when I work with my Success Circle, the Success Circle clients, and their businesses are organized with passive and leveraged and recurring income and setting up different business models with technology and bringing people in through technology. But through their marketing mix, there's always this element of networking and that face-to-face people interaction that goes on with business. I mean, for a lot of people, that's a necessary part of the marketing mix. Do you have suggestions on how people can create referrals and grow their business quickly?
Sure. How do they instantly create referrals and grow their business quickly? Well, and I think this is a great question out there, and we've kind of covered a lot of this already. First of all, you've got to identify the proper referral partner
mm-hmm.
for you.
Right.
By utilizing those six characteristics. That's the first thing that's very important. The other thing is that you have to actively engage in a proactive way rather than a reactive way. In other words, if you're at a networking event don't become a spectator, become a player. One of the things that we teach people also at a networking event is why not act like you're the host or the hostess?
Mm-hmm.
Someone comes in, they're standing by themselves, they seem kind of lost, nobody's really talking to them. Why don't you walk up and start talking to them?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you find somebody that might be of interest to them, bring them over again and introduce them to that person on that one. The also instantly creating referrals is, it's only natural, is give referrals.
Mm-hmm.
But give the proper referrals. And one of the things that we talk about in Referral Institute, that there are 7 or 10 different shades to referral.
Let's talk about that, because I think that's, you know, this is interesting because, well, first of all, you talk about a good luck referral. Tell us about what's a good luck referral first.
Oh, yeah. I talk about it all the time. In fact, I'm really thinking seriously about the second book, Set for Life, is why good luck referrals don't work. Is that a good luck referral is, first of all, good luck if you receive one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, hoping and praying that if you give great customer service, which, again, is very important, that you have a great rapport with your clients and that you are the best of the best. But that alone is not going to guarantee success in this very difficult business environment. And it's also not going to guarantee referrals. I'm sure you've ran into clients that says, oh, geez, Lisa, I forgot all about you and that your programs and your fantastic programs that you have out there. And I had someone that was looking for someone with your expertise in business coaching, and I referred them to somebody else. And you think, oh, my gosh, I mean, they were raving about me 3 months ago, how great this program is, and it made them a 5-figure income or 6-figure or 7-figure income or whatever it was. And so anyhow, so good luck if you receive it. Second of all, good luck if that person they refer to will even talk to you. And then the last one is good luck if you can close them. And because once you get the referral, you get all excited, and you call that person up. And you say, hey, Tim referred me to you, and he said you're interested in getting your carpets cleaned, and you're a carpet cleaner. And they say, I was just talking about that in passing. I mean, that's something I might do in a year before I move out or something like that, but I will keep your name and everything. Go, oh, shoot, because you didn't qualify the referral. So we've all had bad referrals. We've all received them. We're chasing these people down. We're getting very frustrated, and then we say, again, that's why we're one of the 97%. Referral marketing doesn't work. So I'm going to look for another form of marketing out there. So what's happening is if you would bring the shade of your referrals up, then you would never have a bad referral. And let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
We recommend to our students that you give nothing less than a shade 7. And a shade 7 referral is where they take and they set the appointment for you.
Right. And there's shades up till 10, right?
Pardon me?
There's shades up until 10.
Yes. Yeah. There's 10 different shades, and don't worry about anything below a shade 7 because it doesn't matter. They're not really referrals. They're leads for
right.
the most part.
Right.
Shade 7 is where they set the appointment for you. It even gets better. As the higher the shade goes, the better referral. Shade 8 referral is basically where they do a face-to-face introduction with you, where they personally introduce you to the person that is interested in your products or service. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
Every time someone refers you, they physically bring you to their office or their home, and they tell them how great you are, and they personally introduce you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by doing that, your closings are going to go up. The next one is the shade 9 is where they actually become a salesperson for you. They literally create referrals out of thin air. They look, what to look for, what to listen for. They're out there, they're attuned, they're to the environment, listening to people talking, and they're creating referrals for you, and of course then doing that face-to-face introduction. And then shade 10 is the ultimate referral. All you do is go and pick up a check.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you do. They've already got a consult for you. Now, some of the people in the car go, oh, come on. Are people really going to do this? Well, first of all, the reason why they're saying this is because it's never happened.
Right.
Because they've never set the expectation again that that's what they want. And then in return, they're not doing the same thing. So you have to give those same shades
right.
of referrals. You have to start at a 7 and higher. Everybody that does that, their closing percentage literally goes through the roof. There's a U.S. Chamber of Commerce study done in 2002. It stated if you do pure cold calling, you got a 1 to 2% chance that
mm-hmm.
you'll close them.
Yep.
But if a friend that trusts you personally introduces you to someone that trusts them, your closing percentage goes to 75 to 85%.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Chamber of Commerce study done in 2002. Bring the shades of referrals up, and by doing that, you will start creating good referrals, great referrals. A lot of us receive bad referrals because we just grab the slip or the name and go running to call them. We should find out what kind of behavioral style they are.
Mm-hmm.
We should find out why they want your product or service, finding this out from the person that referred them to you. You should also, again, ask them to set up the appointment or to do a face-to-face, and this is how you do it correctly. Lisa, I really appreciate the referral that you're giving me. However, I want to make sure I handle this correctly. Can you do me a favor? And the favor that I'm asking you to do, can you help me by either setting up the appointment or doing a personal introduction? Could you do that for me, please?
Mm-hmm.
That's taking it from a lower shade up to at least a 7 or higher, so you'll never be chasing bad referrals.
Right. And just simply, you know, and simply asking. And most of the time, I think people are, yeah, I can do that for you, sure. I mean, it's usually not a problem. They just don't know to do it. And this goes back to what you were saying earlier about training your referral partners.
Right.
You also talked to, you know, this is a really key thing that you're sharing, Tim, and all of this is just phenomenal. And again, I want to thank you for sharing it with the Success Circle members, community. Tell us about something called the V as in Victor, CP process, the VCP process, because this is really, for me, this was really critical and also kind of about taking that strategic approach to networking. But also, I think in there, you know, you really look at strategically at who your referral partners can be, but this VCP has to be present too. Can you share with us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. I tell you what, when I first heard this, this is absolutely ingenious. And it put everything in perspective. It also, what it did was, it has to do also with the sales process side. Of course, we work on the referral marketing side, but there's still sales involved. I mean, truth or delusion. If you receive all the referrals that you can possibly ever handle, you get more than you can handle, you don't have to sell. The answer is that's delusion.
Mm-hmm.
Because you still have to do selling. But the VCP process, to the extreme, is crucial to generate referrals for life. First of all, you have to have visibility with your referral partner on a weekly basis without stalking them. And what I mean by that is you have to do it in a way that you don't turn them off. And there's two ways you can do it. You can either do it directly or indirectly. What are some direct ways? And call them up.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them how they're doing. I have referral for life students that tell me all the time, just by doing that alone, creates referrals. Because, again, it's all about them.
Right.
What are they doing? What can you help them with? The second example could be bring them to a networking event. Bring them to a training program, you know, just et cetera, on the direct side, the personal side. What are some indirect ways? Send them a newsletter. Email them. One of the things that I love to do is I use a really powerful program called Quote Action. Every one of my students and people that I know, every day I send a quote to them with an action that follows.
Mm-hmm.
And I get email after email about people that have changed their lives just off of the quote action alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's another great service. And by the way, for anyone that's on the call, Lisa, if they'll email me, I'll be more than happy to put them into the system. It's absolutely free. I will not solicit them. I will not cold call them because that's not what I do. Everybody that comes in our program is through referral marketing. But I can send them these quotes and those quote actions every day. And then what they can do in return is they can just take it. They got my permission. Copy the quote and the action of the day and email it to the people that they know with their name on it, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to, they can email me at tgreen, G-R-E-E-N, T for Tim, G-R-E-E-N, at R for referral, I for institute, R-I of O-F, then M-I for Michigan, M-I.com. Just say I want the quote action. I will send them an email. They have to link on it, put their information in. And then they'll receive a second email that will say you have to initiate it. And mm-hmm. I think you're on the quote action program,
yeah.
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever received spam or other?
No. No, it's you know, what's great about it, too, is what I love about it is, you know, a lot of people also struggle with, gee, I don't know what to put on my social media. Well,
right.
you know what? Cut and paste.
Right.
And put this as a status update on, you know, whatever social media networking you're on.
Right, exactly. Okay, so that's the visibility. Once a week, like what I'd like to set a goal for everybody in the room that's on the call is get 4 referral partners started. Look at your contact spheres. It's the ideal one to start off with. Ones that have the same target market you have, it's not your competitor. So you got to have visibility. The second is the C. The C stands for credibility. But you have to have extreme credibility. Would they give you the keys to their car? If they would give you the keys to their car, then that means you have extreme credibility with them. Because think about it. I won't even give the keys to my car to my own daughter, let alone to somebody else that I might know, unless I really, really trust them. So you got to have credibility. You got to do what you say you're going to do in the time frame that you say you're going to do it for the price. So you got to have credibility with them. Well, by having the V and the C only, if you don't have the P squared of the VCP process, then you're not going to create referrals for life. The P stands for profitability. And the profitability has to be on both sides. Now, someone on the call go, whoa, whoa, time out. You mean every time they give me a referral that turns into a closed client, an actual client, I have to pay them? I'm sorry, I sell insurance. That's illegal. I can't do it. Or I sell real estate. Or I'm a financial advisor. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. There are all kinds of ways that you can make it profitable for them that doesn't cost you a dime. For example, let's say you find out that she's a stay-at-home mom and her children play soccer because you get to really know your referral partner really well, what their goals are, their accomplishments, their interests, their networks, and their skills. So you really get to know them as a person, and you find out that she loves soccer and so do her children. Well, then as you probe into a little bit more, you find out that she's the fundraising director for that soccer organization. And then you find out that on Saturday, she has to go down to the field and pass out candy bars for the children to sell. So what do you do? Hey, Lisa, would you mind if I go down on Saturday and take and help you pass out candy bars to the children for your fundraiser?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa will fall off her chair. She'll say, you would really do that for me? We call that volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many other things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what you do is you send out a flyer for them. Maybe you go on a sales call with them if there's any confidentiality issue there on a person that you refer to them. Maybe you bring them to a networking event. Maybe you're down at Barnes & Noble and they love golfing, and you know it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and they're probably going to be out golfing, and you grab a book on golfing, say, just thinking about you, and that I wanted to give you this book, it's an excellent book on golfing, and thank you very much for everything you do for me. And then you take and hand-deliver it. It's the little things, but you can't do that unless you know their goals, their accomplishments, what do they do in their spare time, their interests,
mm-hmm.
what networks are they involved in, and what skills do they have. Like maybe they're an expert at QuickBooks, or maybe they're a great negotiator, these type of things. Once you really get to know your referral partner, Lisa, we have a saying in Referral Institute, it isn't what you know or who you know, it's how well you know them and how well they know you. That's what referral marketing is all about.
Incredible. And when you know that, when you know all about them, you can create what you refer to as a hub firm. And just briefly say what the hub firm's about.
Yeah. I know we only got a couple minutes left. The call ends at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time,
right?
Let me just go through this briefly. This is just a really cool concept. A hub firm means that you take 5 other people that are in your contact sphere, that are individual businesses, that have the same target market, but is not your competitor, and then what you do is you meet with them on a weekly basis, and you basically strategize how you're going to open up doors for each other to the target. target market that they already have, the client base they already have, to get that person interested in your products and services that you offer. It's absolutely ingenious. It's taken a very proactive stance to referral marketing. You're not just waiting for the good luck referral.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to find the right five. How do you find the right five? Use the six criteria.
Right.
At your first meeting, go through the six criteria. Make sure everybody has the expectations that we all must meet all six. And that we're all going to bring referrals, bona fide, shade seven or higher, referrals to the table. And then what you basically do after everybody agrees with that, you train each other on literally to be on your sales team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out there and actively promote each other. You might even put together a promotional piece that takes and represents all of you. I'll give you an example, real quick example on this. You're a heating and cooling person. So what you do is in your hub firm, you put together a home inspector, electrician, and a plumber, and let's say an appraiser. So what you do is that when somebody like the electrician goes into a house, he goes over and looks at the age of the furnace. And so he goes to the client and says, hey, by the way, when's the last time you've had your furnace inspected? Well, I haven't in a long time. Do you know that the statistics are is that your furnace motor itself, equivalent to a car mileage, goes 530,000 miles in a year, the way it's rotating the fan, 530,000 miles a year. And so you say to them, would you be interested in having an inspection done on your furnace and have it clean everything? Absolutely, I would. That's how this hub firm, what it does. And so then it gets a fire. By the way, I have a person that can give you discounts on plumbing. I have a person that can do home inspections, whatever it is. So you meet on a weekly basis. Once you determine what that target market is, it be specific to be terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And then you meet, and every week all you do is help each other open up doors for referrals.
Okay.
And clients.
You know, we're just about out of time, but I think it's important for people to know because the program is just so incredible. I learned so very much, and you know me, I'm all about systems, so I hear there's another system about referral marketing. I want to hear about it. And just from experiencing it, I realized there were some holes. I wasn't leveraging everything that I could. And I think for anybody in business, and since only 3% are actively engaged in referral marketing, I think this is something everybody could learn about. Tim, where can they go to learn more about your six-week program and other programs that you have available?
Where can they go?
Yep.
Go to www.ri, which stands for Referral Institute, R-I, of MI.com, because my email is tgreen@riofmi.com.
Right.
That's what they go to.
Great. Great.
Yep.
And then your book is Set for Life, Four Amazingly Simple Steps to Personal and Financial Success, and that's going to be released when?
Target date is November 15th.
2010.
So we're going to have a pre-launch on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be getting information out about the book itself and where they can order at, and it'll be at special pre-launch prices, of course, for those people. And that's going to be coming up very, very soon. We're in the final phases of fine-tuning it. It's all about my personal experience, and it's going to give them the four steps that they follow to personal, financial, and referral marketing success.
Fantastic. Tim, again, thank you so much for coming on the Success Circle call and talking to the community. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it also. And Lisa, thank you. It was an honor to be on your fantastic telebridge call. Thank you very much.
No problem, and thank you. And I want to thank all of our Success Circle members. Remember, we've got some great events coming up. If you want to hear Tim, who just came actually on my Navigating Change radio show, you can catch him. He was on there September 8th, shared a lot of great information. You got something a little bit extra being part of the Success Circle call that he didn't share on that, but so you got something a lot extra, I should say, because only his students get this information. So thank you again, everyone. And remember, the Q&A session call is the fourth Tuesday at 4:30. Submit your questions to info@accelerateassociates.com. And until next time, everybody, I'm Lisa Minnini. Thanks again for joining me, and create a great life. Bye, guys.